how much did their does their scheme and their blitzing ways, how much has that increased the mental workload for your guys this week?
Quite a bit, because you have to make sure you really dial in the film and try to find things, you know, that can help you, keys and those type of things. But they do a lot of things schematically, and they got good players to do it with. So it's always a challenge when you face teams like this.
Is it more of a challenge with a different quarterback, where maybe Aaron and your guys are on such a same page that maybe they could hash through things quicker? Or
No, not at all. Nope, it's all the same stuff.
Nope. James, how does Corey's role and responsibilities not necessarily increased, but maybe intensified with a less experienced quarterback behind him, by declarations and stuff?
I would think really it's just, you know, when you switch out during a game, it does, obviously, to help someone get a little more comfortable. But then through a week of preparation, it's back to equal proportions. And everybody makes line calls. And, you know, we're not just one. You know, a lot of teams just put everything on him. But we don't do that in our system. Everybody has calls, and the quarterback and tackle, everybody does. So I think once you get a good week of preparation, then that pretty much smooths over.
Does Suggs line up on one side, or does he kind of move around?
He plays both. He'll play both, and you have to be prepared for him on both sides.
He's 35 now. He's played a lot of football, Suggs. How's he look on film?
He's a football player. He's a tough guy to handle. So he's very good, smart, and plays hard, and, you know, has the effort. You always see the effort hits and the effort plays that come out in him, and he's a very, very good football player.
Are some defenses in the league more complicated than others, and is this one on the complex? If there is this one on the complex side or on the other side?
You know, I don't know. For us, it's just multiple. They give you multiple looks. So, you know, you can make things as complicated as you want them to be, or you can look at it as, I'm not going to get into scheme or anything like that, but they're very multiple defense. You know, where they rank, I have no idea. But they do a lot of things.
Jim, back to Suggs, could you see them lining him up, you know, just like over Justin the entire game? Are they usually, have you not really seen that from them?
No, I think he'll go both. But from what we've seen, he's played both sides, and we've been, we're prepared for him both ways. I mean, he's a tough matchup and a very good matchup, so.
What have you seen from Spriggs since he's been back on the field, and is he back to where you'd like him to be?
Yeah, I think he's getting close. I mean, he doesn't have his, missed a lot of the padded practices, and I believe someone asked me today, I think this was his third padded practice, I think, maybe fourth, I can't remember. But, he's going to, get back to, fighting contact on contact, and made another step today, doing that, and he's getting a lot of reps, a lot of work. So, he'll be ready quickly.
What's Justin McCray's best attribute? Is it just doesn't quit? He's so tenacious sometimes.
It's mine. He's very, very headstrong, and it's a credit to him. I mean, this young man has came in and, is asked to know every position on the line of scrimmage, everyone, and heck, he's. Center, guard, tackle, left, right. I mean, it has to take a really strong-minded person to, A, know all those things, especially with the experience that he hasn't had, being new, and then, B, having to change his feet and his technique going from left to right. That's not easy to do, and he's done a very, very good job. So I'd say it'd have to be his mind, his mindset.
Jim, what's a challenge with Brandon Williams?
I mean, good football player. I mean, guys that can anchor and can, give you some force. I mean, they're tough. And, their whole defense is tough. I mean, at front, they got big people in there, 340, 340. I mean, that's tough people to move. So, A, you have to be fundamentally sound, and you have to be ready to go. So it's going to be a heck of a game. It'll be a heck of a game. Great line play. Maybe you can take your eyes off the ball once in a while, Tom, and watch the big guys. No, I'm just kidding. No, but no, it should be a lot of fun in there in the trenches. So,
you're an old lineman, obviously. How much have you enjoyed, from a coaching perspective, how you guys have had to play recently and just the downhill emphasis that there's been?
You know, do you like to run the ball? Sure, every lineman does. But, you know, for me and for the guys in the room, you know, of course they'll say like to run the ball. But then, you know, if you go and you throw for 600 yards or something crazy, oh, yeah, we love to pass block 45 times. And you know what I mean? So it's kind of a trade-off. I mean, I don't ever believe that it's, you know, linemen just like to win. And so whenever you can win, whether you're imposing your will in the run game or in pass protection, you're giving a quarterback five and a half seconds to throw the ball, that's a very satisfying thing for a lineman and line group. So you know, I don't get caught up too much into, you know, whether it's you ran it or you threw it. As long as you win and you're winning, that's what matters.
It can't be, you know, you got to get your guys ready for this week. I totally get that. But I also know how much you love your guys. Have you talked to Brian at all? And how do you feel for him after yet another kind of crappy break?
Yeah, of course I've been in touch with him. And, you know, I've seen him since he's been back in here doing the rehab. But, you know, you feel really bad for the player because, you know, here he is. He's on the rise. Had a really good year last year. You know, everything is pointing upwards for the guy, and you know, and that happens. You know, and it's easy for all of us to say, and we're all guilty of saying, well, that's football. You know, and it is. I get that. It's football. It's life, and things happen. But you know, when it happens to one of your own, it hurts. I mean, you know, just like our kids when they first stub their toe, it's like, oh my God, you know, what can I do to help you? And you feel horrible. But, you know, you just really feel bad for the player. That's your first thoughts. And then after that, then you start trying to figure out, okay, what are you going to do, you know, for the group? And, you know, Brian's a pro's pro, and, you know, he'll be back in the room once he gets comfortable with, you know, getting all the stuff, you know, pain out of his leg and all that. And he'll be back in the room doing what he's supposed to do and support, coach, help test and ask questions of players, and he'll fill that role again, unfortunately. But he's a pro's pro, and he'll do it. But I mean, feel bad for him.
He came in, I think he got here, he was only like 20, so he's only 28. I know it's different because Tausch.
Isn't that something?
It is.
I mean, you know he has a record too, don't you?
What?
There's a record with
he's
that young man.
Player in Super Bowl history.
Ever to start and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go look at that list. Go look at that list of top 10. It's pretty impressive. I mean, you're talking about guys. I think Jack Ham's on there. I mean, there's some Mel Blunts. I mean, there's guys. I mean, that's impressive. That's a heck of a deal for him. But anyway, go ahead and interrupt
that's
your
okay.
question.
You can interrupt me anytime. I think Tausch came back from two ACLs in the same knee. Obviously, with Brian, it's two different knees. But because he's so young, do you feel good that he can still kind of regain where he was before this injury?
Oh, I'm not a – you know, I don't – what I – from the mindset of that kid,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hey, heck yeah. He loves playing ball, and he's, like I said, he's young as heck. I mean, look at him. He's built good, you know what I mean? He's not squatty and short like me, you know, so. But, I expect him to bounce back from that, sure. What's that?
Wasn't Ross Furbo the first rookie left tackle to start in the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure that.
Is that where the youngest?
He might have been. I'm not sure that, but I know that Brian is the youngest that won. His team won.
Tackle?
Any player of all time. That's pretty special. That's pretty cool. You know. And he got 12 starts that year. That's when Mark, 12 starts plus the playoffs. So it's pretty cool deal, you know. But I'm sure that he's thinking about that and thinking, okay, how do I get back? You know, that's the type of mentality he has.